Ever feel like someone's messing with your home Wi-Fi? Like, maybe not a full-on attack, but those little connection glitches, you know? The buffering. What if it's not just your internet provider?
It might not be.
See, that's what I'm talking about. And you guys have been sending me tons of stuff about home cybersecurity lately, so looks like we're diving into a world most people don't even know exists.
Right. A lot of people think this is something that only happens in movies, but it's far more common than they realize.
We've got Netgear's Cybersecurity Awareness Month report, some survey results. We even get a peek at their security features. Ready to get this deep dive started?
Let's do it. People might be surprised to learn that home networks face an average of 10 attacks every single day.
10 every day.
Every single day.
That's not just a random number. That's someone rattling the digital doorknob 10 times before you've even finished your first cup of coffee.
It's relentless. And it's not just your computer they're after. This is where the Internet of Things comes in.
Right, the IoT. It's not just laptops and phones anymore.
No, not at all. We're talking smart TVs, refrigerators, even those voice-activated assistants everyone uses. Each one is a potential weak point.
So it's about protecting your entire connected life now.
Exactly. And the scary thing is, many people walk around with this false sense of security. The 2024 Netgear Consumer Security Survey, they found nearly a third of people don't believe these attacks are common.
It's that classic, it won't happen to me thinking.
It is, unfortunately. And here's where things get really interesting. A single vulnerability is all it takes.
Give me an example.
Smart TVs. Bitdefender and Netgear's 2024 report shows a 34% vulnerability rate. That means over a third of smart TVs could be open to attack. And this isn't just about someone seeing what you're watching on Netflix. They could gain access to your entire network.
Okay, now that's getting a little too real. We're talking about someone seeing your online banking, your personal photos.
Exactly. And don't forget about the financial hit. The Netgear survey found that 1 in 10 people experienced device lockout or data loss because of a breach. Some lost up to $5,000.
See, this is why we're talking about this. It's not just some vague threat. But before we spiral into digital paranoia, let's talk solutions. What's the first line of defense?
The answer is probably no surprise. Strong, unique passwords. It might seem basic, but the stats are alarming. That Netgear survey, 65% of people admit to using the same password for multiple accounts.
Okay, confession time. I've totally done that. Who can remember 50 different passwords?
That's what password managers are for. Think of them like a digital vault for all your passwords.
Right. So tech can actually help us here.
Absolutely. It's 2024. We have the tools, and still, almost 30% of people in that survey said they rarely, if ever, update those passwords.
It's like leaving your key under the mat and then acting all shocked when something disappears. So, password manager, check. What else can people do to really lock things down?
Firmware. Think of it like the software inside your devices, keeping everything running. You have to keep it updated.
Because outdated firmware is basically an open door for hackers.
You got it.
Yeah.
Companies are constantly patching security holes, but you're only protected if you actually install the updates.
Right. It's like you wouldn't use 10-year-old antivirus software. You got to keep up with the latest threats.
Exactly. It's about staying one step ahead.
Yeah.
And speaking of which, have you heard of two-factor authentication?
Two-factor authentication. It sounds so much more complicated than it actually is.
It really is pretty straightforward.
It's basically just having a second lock on your door, right?
That's a great way to put it. It adds that extra layer of security. Even if someone gets your password, they still need that second factor, like a code sent to your phone, to actually get in.
A digital deadbolt. I love that. But even with all these precautions, it's easy to feel a little overwhelmed. The Netgear report mentions something called advanced router protection. What is that?
Now we're getting into some seriously cool stuff. Imagine your router, the brains of your home network, having its own AI bodyguard.
Okay, now you're speaking my language.
Advanced router protection, which Netgear developed with Bitdefender, uses artificial intelligence to spot and block threats in real time. It's constantly learning, adapting, which is critical these days with threats changing all the time.
So it's not just about stopping known threats, it's about anticipating new ones.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Think of it like a security system that learns your neighborhood, so it can spot someone suspicious before they even try to break in.
Love that analogy. This technology is already out there.
It is. Netgear's Orbi 770 series, their Wi-Fi 7 mesh system, that's the first to have it. But they're planning to roll it out to their other products soon, too.
That's exciting. It actually feels like we're getting ahead of the game here. But with all this AI, what about the hackers themselves? They're using AI, too, right?
Oh, absolutely. AI is a tool. And like any tool, it can be used for good or bad.
So it's an arms race. It's like we're living in a sci-fi movie sometimes.
In some ways, we are. But here's the important thing. You don't need to be a tech genius to protect yourself. It comes down to awareness, taking those basic but really important starters we talked about.
Right. Strong passwords, updating firmware, using two-factor authentication, the digital basic.
Exactly. And don't underestimate just staying informed. The more you know, the better prepared you'll be.
Be proactive, not reactive. But, you know, it's interesting because there's still this idea that cybersecurity is only for tech people.
Right, and that's just not true. Some technical know-how helps, but you don't need to be an expert to be cyber aware. It's more about building those simple everyday habits.
Like locking your front door, even if you're just running out for a minute. Don't make it easy.
Exactly. And you wouldn't leave your door unlocked, right? So don't leave your digital doors wide open either.
Love that. Bringing it back to the real world. But on that note, let's shift gears just a bit. We've talked about the tech side, but what about the human element? Why do so many people still feel safe online when the reality is, well, a little more alarming?
That's a great question. It takes us into the world of psychology. There's this thing called optimism bias.
Optimism bias, that little voice that says, it won't happen to me, even when, statistically, it very well could.
Exactly. We overestimate our own luck and downplay the chances of bad things happening. It's human nature. But in cybersecurity, it can really trip you up.
It's like the saying, it's all fun and games until, in this case, it's all fun and games until someone hacks your smart fridge and throws your whole life into chaos.
And it's not just about being a little more careful these days. These threats, they're getting smarter, more advanced. Even the most cautious person can get caught.
So how do you cut through that optimism bias and make people take it seriously? It's like trying to convince someone to wear a raincoat on a sunny day because there might be rain later.
You have to make it personal, relatable. Instead of talking about cybersecurity in this abstract way, we need to paint a picture of what a breach could actually look like for them.
So instead of you're at risk, it's imagine losing all your family photos, or what if you couldn't get into your bank account tomorrow?
Exactly. Make it hit home. At the end of the day, it's not about protecting devices. It's about protecting what really matters. Your memories, your money, your privacy.
Now that everyone can relate to, shifting the mindset from cybersecurity is too complicated to, like, cybersecurity is self-care.
I like that a lot because it really is. Just like you take care of your physical health, you've got to take care of your digital health.
And the good news is it's not as overwhelming as it seems. We talked about simple but powerful steps. Strong passwords, firmware updates, using two-factor authentication. Those are like the digital versions of eating your veggies and getting some exercise.
That's a great way to put it. They're those small, everyday habits that can make all the difference. And like we said earlier, there's help out there. Password managers, good security software, even just staying informed about what the latest threats are. That can really lower your risk.
So it's about knowledge, taking control of your own digital well-being. Which, by the way, as we've seen, this landscape is constantly shifting. AI on both sides, the good guys, the bad guys. It's a wild world out there.
It is. Which makes you wonder, what's next? Our homes are only getting smarter, more connected. What new threats will pop up and how will we keep up?
$1 million question. And one we'll definitely have to keep exploring.
Definitely. Because one thing's for sure. This conversation about cybersecurity, it's far from over.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, I think we'll wrap up this deep dive into home cybersecurity. Remember, folks, it's not about becoming a tech expert overnight. It's about taking those small, steady steps to protect what's important.
Stay safe online, stay informed, stay ahead of the game.
Until next time.